Hey everyone, and thank you for joining us on Blockchain Versus. Blockchain Versus is a brand new podcast with me, your host, Jeremy Bourne, joined by Christina Bruhan, and we're going to be diving in every single week into the magical world of blockchain, talking about everything to do with blockchain as an underlying technology, as well as cryptocurrencies, where the future is of this technology. And we're just really excited to do this, have a lot of guests on, and give a lot of varying different angles about how people are approaching this and how businesses around the world are adopting this type of technology to change the face of how we do business today. So with that said, I'm going to introduce you to Miss Christina Bruhan. Say what's up, Christina.
Hey guys, this is Christina Bruhan. Happy to be on here finally and bringing this message out to the world. So I'm a big technology nerd and have lots of opinions on everything. So this is a good platform.
This is true. And Christina, you know, we're going to have a little banter. You know, we decided to start recording this podcast because you and I run a company over at CoinGenius, which is AI-based analytics and data for cryptocurrency traders. We're super excited. We've been at this for about a year. We've been exposed to a lot. We've seen a lot. And, you know, we thought that our conversations that we have every single day are interesting, maybe only to us, and I guess only time will tell. But we think that they could be interesting to a lot of other people. We also talk to a lot of people and influencers in the space that I think would be incredible guests on the show to give their different varying opinions on, you know, how people are utilizing blockchain, what the future holds for this particular industry, among others. So, you know, for us, it's an exciting thing to be able to just talk about what we're talking about anyway. We really hope that you guys find this stuff interesting. Like I said, we hope to cover a lot of really interesting topics and really cool use cases for people applying this technology in a number of different sectors, having awesome guests on, and really just kind of peering into the general banter that Christina and I have in running a business anyway in this space. So Christina, you want to tell the story about like how we came up with this and what the premise is outside of what I just said?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, I mean, Jeremy's not wrong in that our banter is, I find it hilarious, but we'll see if anybody else agrees with us. Let me give a little bit of background about myself. I'm basically a technology nerd with a bleeding heart, and I just want to help the world. Like when I was little, I heard that a goat can make a difference in a village. So that's kind of what I thought I was going to do with my life. But instead, I got into how companies work or organizational development. And then HR, which is not a good fit for me. If you know how often I curse, it was a little hypocritical. So I got into technology, and Jeremy and I were working on some really cool things for like Fortune 500 and big innovation projects and big data projects. And they never like quite reached their potential. Like I never got to see our geofencing ideas come to life. And we did some cool things with sentiment, and we definitely like increased sales. But it's definitely not the same level of passion that I now have in the blockchain space. So kind of want to bring all of that to the table and hopefully empower everyone with this information. I really see blockchain as a path to a more equitable future. I think it's definitely geared towards empowering the 99%, which would, of course, disrupt the status quo of the 1%. But the 1% seem to like it, too, because it creates these financial markets and you can make money. So all of that being said, we've learned a whole lot in the last year and a half and really wanted to kind of put the platform out there for blockchain versus the status quo, blockchain versus everything else going on. So yeah, that's kind of how I got into here. Jeremy, you might want to give a little bit of your background just so people understand why you're so smart and surrounded by geniuses.
Well, thank you so much for that, Christina. I don't consider myself that smart, but what I am really good at is bringing myself near and close to people that are really intelligent, right? So I always try to be the least intelligent guy in the room, and by osmosis, hopefully I absorb some of their intellect and, you know, can make it my own. So I think I've done a good job at that. So yeah, to your point, thank you for the compliment. You know, I come from a long background of entrepreneurship. I've been in sports technology, mobile app development. I've also been at corporations and financial services, investment management, and then also most recently in the last 5 years, working for a consulting company in digital marketing. And like Christina said, we met each other because she was a client of mine. And we used to work together directly and creating really engaging experiences and looking at all the data and analytics and trying to make sense out of this vast seas of data that these Fortune 500 brands have. And how can you activate it in such a way to where you can create unique experiences with the customers in real time? So we understood that whole background, that whole area. We started talking about, you know, a few different startup ideas. We always wanted to do something. And the challenge that we face specifically in working with big brands is that a lot of times there's these huge opportunities with technology innovation, data analytics, and applying AI, machine learning, just like kind of like the new era of how you apply logic to business. And a lot of times you couldn't move quick enough to actually make an impact and take advantage of these opportunities in real time. So we ended up getting so frustrated that we decided, you know what? There's this huge opportunity in the cryptocurrency space because we ran into some pain as traders early on in 2017. You know, we'd find ourselves going to a number of different websites, doing thorough research to figure out what we wanted to actually invest in and deploy our capital within, whether it's Bitcoin or Litecoin, NEO, or some of the more obscure projects. And it would inevitably take hours upon hours of doing significant research to figure out, you know, is there viability to this investment or this particular coin? And by the time we got back to actually execute the trade, a lot of times the market would have moved 10, 20, even 50% within a 24-hour period or even an hour period. So we'd missed the boat so many times that we're like, God, there's got to be a better way. So I called up Christina and I said, hey, Christina, why don't we just basically create a Bloomberg terminal or kayak.com for the cryptocurrency space? We'll aggregate only the best information you can find around the internet in one place in real time so we can make more effective and quicker trading decisions. And that's how Coin Genius was born. Then somehow we magically worked LinkedIn and got connected with some of the brightest people I've ever met in my entire life, from AI practitioners, machine learning specialists, mathematicians. I mean, some of the smartest people that came from Google, Bank of America, Columbia University, and now we're 15 strong, 7 advisors, and we're just growing every single day, and we're about to launch in June. So super exciting. And by the way, we're not here to talk about that. We're just telling the journey and the story as to like why we have the experience and understanding of like why this space is so transformational to so many different industries. So, you know, we're not here to talk about Coin Genius. Yes, Coin Genius is a sponsor of this. I'm the CEO of Coin Genius and Christina is the chief operating officer. So super excited. If you have questions about that, reach out. But we're here to really talk about the bigger picture. We're here to talk about blockchain and how it is so transformational and what it can do if it's utilized in the right way. And that's why we're getting into this conversation now. So Christina, I'll kick it back over to you. I mean, this is the first episode. This is just the introduction to blockchain versus. So what do you want to get into? Who are the types of people, especially in our network, that you want to bring on? And what are the kind of conversations that you want to start soon as possible?
So in terms of like who I'd want to bring on, so our network has been like crazy diverse because like when you're trying to get into the fintech space of it all, you have to understand how each coin operates. You have to understand mining, you have to understand like the tokens and how they interact. And so it ends up having this crossover effect out to like, you know, green technology and bleeding edge technologies and data science nerds and all of this like crazy stuff. But I mean, blockchain in itself, in my opinion, is not that complicated. I mean, it's a consensus build and we'll dive deeper into the technology. But what I really get excited about is the potential that this technology has to change the world. I mean, basically we have the potential to bank the unbanked. We could, in theory, eliminate human trafficking. We could eliminate espionage and toxic corporate practices. We could empower my grandma to become a trader. We could give a platform for global green technology. I mean, how awesome is that? Like that's not even touching on all the fintech stuff that we do in our day-to-day. Like I would love to get into, you know, the pros and cons of blockchain. And also not everything needs to be on a blockchain. There's a lot of different layers to these topics, but I will say that I love this landscape. I love the potential that it could be over the next 5, 10, 30 years. I love that I finally feel like I have an opportunity to leave a legacy for generations that we're proud of, that the human race finally woke up and said, you know, we're all on this tiny little rock together. We better figure it out. And there's no more we versus them. There's just us. And us is blockchain. And that's why I get so excited about it. So here on Blockchain Versus, we're going to explore the disruptive technologies of blockchain, basically what you can and what you can't do with it. And, you know, what the potential is when you really pair it with some really brilliant human beings.
So Christina, that's awesome. And I guess the real question we have to ask is, are you really excited about it though?
Yeah, I never come across passionate at all ever.
Oh my God. No, I mean, it's so great. And this is like why it's such a pleasure to work with Christina every day, is because she is so passionate about what she's doing, and that blockchain has the opportunity to disrupt so many different industries that are very archaic, that have been doing the same thing year after year for hundreds of years. And we can actually help levelize or level the playing field for people that are the unbanked in developing countries, right? People that don't have access to clean water or healthcare. Like, blockchain has the ability to do that. It's not the silver bullet necessarily. And I think there's going to have to be a lot more optimization and different iterations of it to actually make it work. To where everybody's adopting it, right? But we're already starting to see some massive companies come into the space, like JP Morgan, like Facebook with their Facecoin or Facebook coin, whatever it's called. We're starting to see the adoption from the largest companies and entities in the world. And we can see that they're all filing patents. They're all trying to get a piece of this pie because it really is the new internet. This is the way for us to transfer value over the internet, which is huge, right? Because there are no barriers, because I can communicate with somebody in a different country halfway or all the way across the world, and we can transfer some value, whether that is a currency, whether that's like a nominal value of a Bitcoin or something like that, or if it's an actual piece of their property that they're selling me with security tokens and some of this new stuff coming up where we're tokenizing all different types of assets, like intellectual property. I mean, can you think if I can share a piece of IP or share a piece of real estate with somebody I've never met in my life, but it's now possible because of the tokenization of these assets through things like security tokens? That's why I am so excited. And somebody obviously has to run all the analytics and do all the things there. And that's what we're hoping to do, so we can empower people that are a retail trader, somebody who just came into the space, as well as somebody who's a very sophisticated trader. So there's a level playing field, so they all have access to the same information at the same time, and they can do what they want with it. And that's,
I would also add there, Jeremy, I mean, I think that you and I kind of naturally, you know, see things through the fintech lens and the trading lens. But all of that data analysis, you know, I kind of have that green technology nerd background. When you take that same data analysis and you pair it with, like, for example, I don't want to plug anybody, but we're just going to do it. So Geon Network, their token is like all about like geospacing. And when you have like a human interacting with it and a system where you say, I was at this location at this time, and this is the sample that I took, and it can't be mutated, that that data can never be like messed with, I think that becomes really powerful for allowing science to start to rule logic again. So I kind of see a lot of opportunities. Like, I would be very happy doing an episode on like blockchain versus carbon-based fuels, or blockchain versus social consensus, or even getting into the AI space, like blockchain versus Skynet. Like, how are we going to make sure that like Skynet never happens? And I think that's a big part of the blockchain community. We're trying to tackle really big problems. And, you know, Jeremy and I are in the community and part of the big problem in the fintech space. But we're definitely networked with some really amazing folks. And we're going to be inviting that network here onto the podcast. We're going to be asking them to share, you know, what they like about the space and what works and what doesn't work and where those hurdles are and regulation and all those things. So we really want to encourage the podcast community to give feedback to us so that you guys feel like you have a voice. We want to create in-person meetups to foster growth in the crypto and blockchain communities. And we just want to, you know, kind of happily skip down the road with anyone who wants to explore this rabbit hole with us.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good. Community is going to be huge, right? You know, we'll definitely do polls and things on Twitter as we move forward. You know, we're very early on. We just wanted to make sure, Christina and I, because we've been talking about doing a podcast for so darn long now that it's just, for us, it was just about time to just pull the trigger. So, you know, we've set up some emails so people can communicate with us. Haven't gotten to Twitter yet. Hopefully by the time we release this, we'll have a Twitter profile so you guys can reach out. But in the meantime, you can reach out to info@blockchainversus.com. And the versus is spelled out V-E-R-S-U-S. So reach out to us and let us know what you think. what you want us to cover, like blockchain versus what, like Christina said, like blockchain versus the financial, you know, area of things, blockchain versus human trafficking, blockchain versus security. Like, what are the things that you're interested in seeing industry experts in lending their knowledge base in terms of, you know, discrediting that blockchain maybe is not the answer, or getting people on that also think that this is a disruptive technology that will literally, you know, turn this industry upside down, right? So we're always open. Reach out to us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Jeremy_Born, B-O-R-N. And then Christina, what's yours?
I am at GirlGeniusXV, GirlGenius15.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's wrap up this first episode. Once again, thanks, Christina, so much for joining me. Looking forward to doing a lot more of these episodes in the near term here. So we'll release this one, and then we'll try to get a bunch of really cool people to talk about really cool things.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, everyone. And please feel free to reach out to us. We love hearing back from you guys.
All right. Until next time.